Good morning. My blog for today is called Why Do Cats Scratch? All cats scratch. You must have seen them or even felt them. It's an inbred habit that needs to be fulfilled. They just have to do it. It is nigh on impossible to make them stop because scratching is in a cat's natural behaviour. Evidence can be seen everywhere that might give you a clue as to whether a house has one of its tenants, a cat. It's no secret when you enter someone's house and see shabby drapes that are half ripped off their attachments to the window, or their length is severely curtailed by material that's been ripped in several places. The poor owners are not purposely trying to make you feel sorry for them. They're genuinely downtrodden by the behaviour of their cat. Apart from frayed nerves as well as shredded sofa corners or armrests, your friend might be quite normal once you have deduced why their house is in such a state. When you are in the decision-making time about whether you add a cat to your family or not, all of this destruction, massive destruction, has to be taken into account, and you have to be prepared. Being prepared means getting stuff into the house called cat furniture. Yes, that's right. Cats come with their own type of baggage, cat furniture. And we're not just talking about numerous bags of kitty litter and a container for such. No, we are talking about scratching posts, climbing and scratching gymnasiums, toys attached to wands, stuffed animals and other such toys for playing with, balls that roll or can be squished, things to be bounced upon and things to be thrown and retrieved. A basket for sleeping, throws, towels, their own bath, their own beauty parlour. I know. You're saying, hey, you're getting a bit carried away now, aren't you? No, I am not, because I have seen all of this stuff in my daughter's house where live four adults and now the cat. My daughter does nothing by halves, and she has very expensive leather furniture and bedding, antique furniture pieces, and paper that was stretched from end of a mile to another, because she has several businesses that require massive amounts of paperwork. And her pantry? Well, you name it, the cat eats, drinks, or is fed it. We are being quite serious here. Cats scratch. Therefore, to live up to date in a modern apartment way above the clouds where no ordinary man can reach financially or physically without the added luxury of an elevator, this is what you need in your house when you decide that you are going to have a cat join you and share in your living space. Thanks for reading my blog. This is Debbie Nicholson, and please comment below and share my link.